Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday edition, the fourth day of April, 2006. And coming up in the next hour, we'll have professor, theologian, David Ray Griffin, author of two best-selling books on September 11th, and one of the most effective people out there, exposing the government inside job, joining us in the next hour. We will, of course, be able to take phone calls today. I'll be doing that from my studios here in Austin, Texas. So later, I will give you that toll-free number, and you'll be able to call in to the broadcast. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and now JonesReport.com. I've had Jones Report for about, 5 years, but we updated it about once a year. It was just kind of a static site floating around out there in the asteroid belt of the blogosphere. But now it's being updated daily, sometimes multiple times daily. It's a little different than the other sites. It has a lot of the same headlines and news and information, but it also has some of its new archives on 9/11. It's going to be a big 9/11 site, will be its main function. Also archives on depleted uranium, archives on sodium and stannous fluoride, archives on mercury and lead, archives on some of the things that are in our environment that are a serious problem. So I'm very proud of the job that Aaron Dykes, one of our new team members during the last few months, is doing on that and other projects. So be sure and tell everybody about JonesReport.com. We're putting a lot of work into it, and it's a very simple site, a quick download site, no bells and whistles. It's, of course, modeled after the Drudge Report, hence the Jones Report. JonesReport.com. Be sure and check it out today. A lot of original content there on the site, and also serves as a mirror of the top stories of the other sites. We do this so we have more servers, more redundancy, more cruisers, more ships on the high seas in the information battle, engaging the enemy and crushing them on every front, smashing them as we march towards the empire to bring down the New World Order and restore our constitutional republic. We are engaging the enemies of the Republic at point-blank range. We will continue to engage the enemies of the Republic and all free humans on this planet every single day, dedicated to the fight. And I lead by example here. I was here until 1 a.m. last night, and I will be here tonight at 1 a.m., and I will be here the next night at 1 a.m., and I will be here the next night because we're making a new film. And we're doing a lot of other things, and I'm very, very excited about it. Masses of news in this first hour, and yes, we will take some of your calls trying out this new system. And we are working that out right now with the network. The new toll-free number to join us on air is 888-234-4564. And, of course, someday in the future, light years from now, we will have the old 1-800-259-9231 number. But for now, 888-234-4564, and we will be taking your calls in this. I've got my 1-800 number wired right in here to my laptop computer, and we're going to try to run that back into the network and have them run the calls live from there. But if that snafus here with the gremlins constantly invading us, we will wire it into my board here and get around that problem and move forward. So, 888-234-4564, 888-234-4564, because I will not be stopped if I can help it. All right, a lot of news. We'll tell you about it when we get back on the other side. More about this nutcase professor here at UT trying to defend himself now, and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The information war certainly does continue. All right, I'm going to get into some of these other headlines later in the hour. UK Big Brother has eye on ID card refuseniks, eliminates opportunity for stay of execution. And if you don't take their national ID card that's been voted down, what, eight times now, but Blair is going to use the Parliament Act to force the House of Lords to acquiesce to the demands. 80-plus percent of Britons in polls are against the national ID card. The illegal aliens that have flooded the country, as they flooded all Western governments, part of the globalist crime family program to bring down sovereign nations, they don't have to carry the cards, and if you don't carry it, you are not allowed to leave your house. This is mainstream news. You will then be arrested. You will then be deported to some unnamed country, even if you are a citizen of the United Kingdom. Oh, Britannia. And the same thing is going to happen here in the United States. They passed the Real ID, National ID Card Act last year, that over the next 2 years, all states under federal law must acquiesce and implement the national ID card, thumb scan, face scan, smart chip, and swipe system on all cards under federal regulations. Now, several states are saying that they're going to pass laws. Places like West Virginia is moving to block it. areas like Vermont, New Hampshire are moving to block it. A lot of exciting things happening because these are totally unconstitutional federal laws. And this will be used as your new national ID card for the new national sales tax being pushed by phony conservatives who are not conservative at all. And it will bring federal control into every search engine, every terminal, every shopping cart, every cash register, every lawn man that comes and mows your yard, every lemonade stand, even if you pay cash. By law, you've got to swipe the card to make sure you're paying your new national sales tax when they try to ram that through. And, of course, if you're against a whole new layer of taxation, you're an evil liberal. And they're not going to get rid of the IRS. They're going to keep that as well. So we'll get into that. More on the scientist cheer Holocaust wish. Texas Academy honor professor who wants 90% of human race exterminated. And I want to get more into this report. We covered it a lot yesterday, but we didn't spend enough time on it. It is of the utmost importance. And it ties in with Mr. Gutierrez, Jose Angel Gutierrez, professor at UT, that says we've got to kill all the whites. And he was the head of Hispanic Studies at UT and kind of got broken down a few years ago because of all his speeches saying kill everybody. But he's back at it again. In fact, we played clips here before, and I've done a TV show on it during Mexican Independence last year because some of his followers were leading some of the marches here locally and had their T-shirts on saying all whites above the age of 16, all white males must be killed. And then I've been rebuked for criticizing it, for saying that I don't want to be killed. And there's a lot of denial about this, just like there's denial, just like there's massive denial concerning what's going on with Dr. Pianca, Professor Dr. the prestigious Pianca, who says that 90% of us need to die and the dying needs to start now. Of course, Mr. Pianca is now backpedaling. We have a local newscast where he's backpedaling. We're also going to link to an entire interview they did. They didn't just do a newscast. Why, they have a large interview they did with him that we'll be posting on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, as well later today. And we'll also be playing some of that. Of course, Professor David Ray Griffin, a normal person, not an insane asylum ward, will be joining us, unlike these other professors. And he'll be joining us to talk about Inside Job on 9/11 coming up in the next hour. But I tell you what, before I get into all this news, let me just first off get into Jose Gutierrez. Understand that he is indicative. He is the norm. He is the benchmark. He's up at UT Dallas. Pianca is at UT Austin, the main mothership here in Austin, Texas. And I became aware of Mecha La Raza and others. Mecha stands for the Aztec Kingdom of the Southwest, and when you translate it into Spanish. And then, of course, when you look at La Raza, that means the race, and that was the chants here in Austin and L.A. and Chicago and Phoenix and all across the nation was Viva La Raza, the race. And when you read these groups' universal literature, they say for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. That is a Mecha motto, but they're all very similar. When they get caught red-handed, they say, no, we mean the human race. But you read their founding documents and what they're currently actually saying in their publications, it is the Chicano Aztlan race or the Mesoamerican race. I guess a mixture of European conquerors, settlers, predominantly the Spanish and Portuguese, and later the French and the Germans, big influence in Mexico, and of course in Latin America in general. And so we're just going to report what they actually say here. Saturday night I called into a national radio show and heard one of these amnesty asylum groups that runs a big operation out of Chicago. And the guest just said, no, it's not true. She's never heard of anyone with a Mexican flag. They only have American flags at these demonstrations, and they only love America, and they do not believe this is Mexico, and I'm just a big fat liar. I'm making it all up. And then a caller from San Antonio called in to back her up and said, yes, Alex Jones is just a sensationalist. He makes all of this up. And the caller said, I've never heard of such a thing. Well, Maybe you've been hiding under a rock, but somehow I doubt that. Now, let me make it clear. And every time I say this, these very people go, oh, shut up, gringo, you're a racist, that's what you all say. But no, it's not true. Many of my friends, in fact, one of my best friends, is Hispanic, and they're Americans, just as American or more so than I am, very patriotic people, and they certainly don't want to live in Mexico, and they certainly don't believe Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, California, Nevada, Washington, and Oregon, and parts of Idaho and Wyoming. That's now what Aslan is claiming. A few years ago, it was half that. They certainly don't like that idea, and they certainly don't like the fact that America is imploding with all of this cheap third world labor. I mean, our government loves it. They want blanket amnesty. They love all these policies. So I don't want to hear it that you're downtrodden and you're fighting against the man. The man is behind this. But I mean, where to start? I'm looking for my Jose Gutierrez article here. DV Kid did a report on this, and again, we reported on this last year. We have this guy on tape saying this, but a Mexican university professor calls for murder of all whites. And the tape I have of him says that, but he also says we need to implement the plan of San Diego, which was a German-funded plan that was executed. And there was Charlie Manson-style murders all over South Texas in a matter of days. The death toll was staggering. And that actually created some of the first enmity between South Texas Hispanics, who saw themselves as Mexicans, and the white population here. Before that, the Czechoslovakian, the Polish, and the German, and the British, and the Scottish and Irish communities, people seemed to back then be in their own communities. There was more intermarrying and more living together and more getting along. Like, you wouldn't have Germans in a Czech town, but you'd have Mexicans there, or Tejanos, Texans, Mexican Texans. And that's just a historical Texas fact. Go take Texas history. And go look at these towns and witness it for yourselves. You've got, all of these German-looking, big, olive-skinned, dark-haired people whose, grandma was Mrs. Gonzalez, who married Mr. Schmidt. But no, that's all over now. Now we have the La Reconquista upon us. And it's really disgusting and a serious problem. Mexican university professor calls for murder of all whites. We have got to eliminate the gringo, and what I mean is by that, if the worst comes to worst, we've got to kill him. The words above were spoken by Jose Gutierrez, professor, University of Texas, Arlington. I just say Dallas, same thing, Metroplex, and founder of La Raza Unida Political Party, or The Race. His full comment was, we have an aging white America, they are dying, we have got to eliminate the gringo, and what I mean by this, if worst comes to worst, we've got to kill him. And people don't know the actual numbers. They're looking at five-year-old numbers, that the majority in the below 20 are Hispanic. No, the majority period is now Hispanic. In a matter of 5 years, and again, if they wanted to be American, if they weren't flooding in from Latin America, running around screaming with Mexican flags, it wouldn't be a problem. But they're here saying we're taking America down. In a column dated March 25th, 06, by Ernesto Cintaguos, titled La Gran Marcha, surpasses all expectations, he wrote, what does the immense success of La Gran March mean to Mexicanos and Latinos? It simply means that we now have the numbers, the political will, and the simple means that we now have the numbers, political will, and the organizational skills to direct our own destinies and not be subservient to the white and Jewish power structure. Really, it's the white and Jewish power structure, and I can prove that, I have, that funds you. I mean, it's a big Jewish mogul that owns the majority of the TV stations in the United States that are Spanish-speaking. We've got WorldNet Daily and AP articles about it. And he put up 670-plus signs saying California is now Mexico. Remember crossing out L.A., California, and putting Mexico on it? I mean, this is what's happening. What are you talking about? It means that we can now undertake bigger and more significant mass actions to achieve total political and economic liberation, like that being proposed by Jose Gutierrez, president of the Latino USA, Jose Gutierrez is proposing the coalition that organize a LeGrand March, meet in Arizona or Texas on April 8th, to organize a mass boycott against the economy of the U.S. to take place on May 5th or 19th. And let me tell you, I could go to this meeting with an interpreter, I could record it all, or a lot of it will be in English, and it'll be openly. As soon as we got the numbers, we're going to kill you, and if I'm against being murdered, I'm bad. And of course, none of this exists. Everything's fine.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there is a concentration camp program that was designed during the Ronald Reagan administration called Rex 84? This program is designed to imprison anyone whom the federal government deems an enemy of the state. A judge in Houston, Texas, declared that the plaintiff had proven that there was such a program that existed, but no one had been harmed or imprisoned by it, so he declared it unconstitutional and dismissed the case. We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
So what I learned this weekend listening to talk radio and reading the blogs and seeing what the Liberty Conquistas are saying is they're very, very slick. In fact, they even admit that they served out American flags, this is mainstream news, at the fronts of the rallies And then our national complicit media would just focus on those. Meanwhile, 90-plus percent were foreign flags. And then when they have their leaders on radio, they have, you know, one crowd that goes out and says they're all friends. They go, we don't know what you're talking about. Reconquista? That's made up. No one's ever heard of that. What do you mean we say the Southwest belongs to Mexico? And then, folks, you go to one of these rallies, I mean, there'll be 10,000 people there, and that's all that's being discussed. I mean, that is universal. And so it's very sneaky. I mean, imagine, it's a perfect takeover plan. That's what the globalists are using, these foreigners, is that the average American doesn't speak the language, doesn't know what's going on. Again, my wife does, because she lived, I don't know, 5-6 years in Spain. Her dad was in the agriculture department. And in the diplomatic corps, so she grew up and knows Spanish fluently, and we were driving through Mejia to go visit family a few months ago, and she's like, look at that grocery store. It says Mexico land, you know, the new land, and look at that sign. It says, you know, we're taking over. And she said, it's everywhere. It says revolution right there. It says revolution right there. They've got a Mexican radio station here in Austin called The Invader. They have another one in San Antonio called The Usurper. There's another radio station called The Bandit, and they've got them called Raza, and on and on and on. I mean, you're driving around seeing the bumper stickers everywhere. You hear the people when you're in a restaurant, and they don't know that you've got people with you that speak Spanish. Take my cousin, Buckley Hammond. He lives in Chicago now, but he lived in Austin the last 5-6 years. Good friend of mine. Even worked on main editor on Road to Tyranny and Masters of Terror. And he, when he's dreaming, because I've been on a road trip with him before, and he's in the bed next to me, you know, in the twin bed next to me, and he's speaking in Spanish. He'll wake up, somebody, because he grew up in Guatemala, and he's a bartender. And he just said, you know, and of course, frankly, most of his friends, when he lived here in Austin, he, you know, lived with a bunch of his Hispanic friends who were other DJs. But so, again, he's not against Mexicans or Hispanics. But to make a long story short, he says, oh, yeah, when I'm bartendering, you know, he goes, it's probably only 20-30% of the Mexicans, but they'll walk up and go, look at this scumbag gringo. I can't wait till we take over and deal with him. And he'll just snap back in fluent Spanish. Hey, what's your problem, racist? You know, I'm more Latin than you are. I'm from Guatemala. And they'll go, oh. Because, again, it's just everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's going on all over the place. And I'm sick of it. And it's just like I told you, the professors want to kill 90% of you. And I say it every broadcast on average. I'm constantly talking about it. I give you documents, State Department, CIA, Department of Commerce, World Health Organization, UN Food Program, all these documents. And I show where they've done it, where they engineered AIDS, where they've engineered all of this, where they've released it on purpose. No Nobel Prize winners have gone public. Even had Ed Asner on. He starts bringing up how they want to exterminate the population. I mean, anybody in the know knows this. When you're in the know, and I just got on air and warned you. Believe me, I found it hard to believe that they got an open plan they're spreading to kill all whites above the age of 16, all white males. Plan of San Diego. But, I mean, and then they get on the air and they lie about it. People that head up groups that I know are pushing La Reconquista, I went and checked this lady's organization and what funds it. And you go look it up, and they're behind the La Reconquista, and they'll go right on the radio and go, that's made up. You're making that up, Mr. Jones. How dare you make that up? We want to be your friend. Just wait until Plan of San Diego. I mean, it's just like, hey, you want to live in peace, fine. Stop sneaking around saying you're going to kill me. I'm not going to put up with it. Do you understand? Comprende. Okay? It's simple. By the way, we tested this new phone system. They're someday, over the rainbow, going to get the old one back up and working, the 1-800 lines. But I've got my own little system here, and I've got to unmute it. We're running it through the Internet to take calls, so there's about a second delay. So be prepared for that, callers, and we'll go to Keith, Dan, Randy, Steve, and others. And we do appreciate everybody out there. We moved the studios. They're great new studios. Sounds better, but I don't know what's going on with the phone company. Frankly, it's the computer systems in there. And we'll deal with it. But when we come back, I'll take calls, then I'll get into this professor that says that he wants 90% of us to die, and he's gets standing ovations, 95% stand up according to reports and praise him, and just we all need to die. And again, it's just the facts. I'm just reporting on people that want to kill us. Simple. We'll be right back. I'll continue to expose these people. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from Stem Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting Stem Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and Stem Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of Stem Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Coming up here in just a minute or two, and then I'll get into how the majority of environmental scientists, the majority of biologists, I can say this with total confidence, openly, constantly talk about how they want to kill everybody. And University of Texas runs Level 4 bioweapons laboratories with Department of Defense funding. They have one at Galveston. They have a Level 3 here in Austin. And I demand the FBI get in there. I demand they investigate every single one of these graduate students that is in there that has gone to Bianca's classes. I demand that they start reading their research papers, but the FBI knows. Listen, I've been reading these research papers for years by scientists, by graduate students, where all they talk about is how they want to kill us. And you've got top biologist graduates and undergrads and PhDs all over the web calling Bianca God, saying he's right. And they're now working in Department of Defense labs. They're working in Level 4 labs, Level 3 labs, all over the country. And they got stuff in these laboratories that makes the bird flu and the Spanish flu look like mother's milk, look like lemonade, look like a spoonful of medicine. And so we're going to get into that. Listen, do you understand what we're talking about right now? And don't worry, when the government releases this stuff, it won't be some grad student. It won't be some biology professor. They'll blame it on one of these little fruitcakes. It's going to be the globalist. Okay? We're going to get into this later. David Ray Griffin coming up in 25 minutes. Before I go to your calls, I got to tell you about some great folks. When was the first time, when was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, chlorides, glycerins, lanolins, weird synthetic vitamins, and antibacterials? Probably never, right? The Calbin Pure Soap Company for the past, what is it now, 59 years, since 1947, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. And you can get a free catalog. Call them right now. It's a beautiful color catalog. And for $14, you can get their tote bag that's the equivalent of like a $100 value. I mean, it's ridiculous. And save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today, Calbin Pure Soap, 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, puresoap.com. Calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else. And my wife, he sent us another year supply free a few months ago, and I gave it to the staff because we had a year supply, but my wife's already burned through that. And we gave some to some family as well, and everybody's ordering and everybody's going crazy over it. I cannot hype this enough. It's made out of citrus and out of coconut oil, and it's got cherry oil in it. Oh, the bar soap. It's just the greatest smell. They've got shampoo, they've got conditioners, they've got lotions, they've got dishwasher soap, they've got soap for your clothes. They got it all. And it's 85% off. It's triple concentrated. You will save 85%, and you won't get toxic chemicals that are very bad for your skin and your family. So give them a call or go to CalbinPureSoap.com. Okay, again, the new phone system here, it's got about a second delay. The original phone system supposedly was going to be up last week. It's not yet, so I'm doing this IP phone. Callers can call into it with regular phone lines at 888-234-4564, 888-234-5464. And let's go ahead and unmute Keith in Ohio. Keith, you're on the air. Thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, thank you. Keep up the good work, Alex. You know, for a Christian, Matthew 10 talks about we need to not fear them that can kill the body, but him that is the Lord that can destroy both body and soul in hell, you know. And in Isaiah 8, Isaiah was living in a time similar to ours, and the Lord told him and others not to fear what the people were fearing. That is, to let God be your fear, let fear, him be your dread.
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so fear of the devil is the beginning of idiocy.
Yeah. The you know, what we're looking at here over the last number of years, and even longer than that, is the forming of this one-world end-time system, the end-time beast system, you know, going according to the Word of God. And there's religion plays a big central part to this. And believe it or not, you know, the Vatican plays a very central part to what's been happening over the years. And there's a couple different authors, The World's Last Dictator by Dwight Kinman. He's got that book is loaded with information. It's solid. I recommend that. And also Chick.com, Chick Publications, The Godfathers, Smokescreens, and books by Rick Jones. You know, we just need the truth. We want to love people, but we want them to have the truth. You know,
well, let me say something about the churches, if I may. They have been taken over by the Schofield crowd. They say, lay down, go along. It's not your job to fight it. You're going to get raptured out of here. Were people raptured with Hitler? Were they raptured in Rwanda when 800,000 were killed by the Hutus and the UN? This stuff is going to come down on us, and it's our job to warn people. And I hear so many so-called Christians calling the talk radio and say, lay down, don't get involved, go along, it's not our job. And I know you're not saying that. It is our job to warn people. Duty is ours. Consequences belong to God. It is, as the Founding Fathers said, it is our job to just state the facts as they are.
Exactly. We want to be active, not passive. We don't want to be tossed to and fro by the waves and the winds, you know, but I believe a lot can happen even before the tribulation period, just like you mentioned the historical examples. But, you know, we're talking, a lot of apostasy and Christian-type religion, but, you know, with the Roman system, you're looking at a false Christianity, an appearance of Christianity mixed with paganism over the centuries. And so, you see...
Let me ask you a question, sir. Do you have any comments about Professor Panica and all these people running around saying we've all got to die?
Yeah, that's pretty... I've heard different things like that in the past. It's just where things are heading, and maybe... He's kind of a diversionary tactic, maybe slightly.
Well, there's an army of these people. There's an army of these people, mm-hmm. and they use people like him to just bring it out and introduce it so we hear it over and over again and become accustomed.
We get conditioned to it so that, sometimes the enemy hides behind putting out their front men. So you can attack the front men like a lightning rod, so they... Kind of like some of our political leaders, people think that they're invested with so much power. When the real powers are behind the scenes, you never vote them in.
I totally agree with you, sir, and I really do appreciate your call. You're absolutely right. We're going to go ahead and take another call. I believe this next one is Dan in California. I may have these mixed up here on the computer screen. But let's go ahead and go to Dan. Dan, are you there, my friend?
I'm here, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone, so I try to get it to weak to get the best signal.
That's okay, sir.
But,
go ahead.
I tell a lot of people about you, and because you're credible, at least up to this point, and I still think you are. But you had a guest on yesterday, Robert Bowman.
Yes.
And on his website, he says that he's an Archbishop of the United Catholic Church, an independent Catholic movement. And I go to his website. And I click on there, and he's talking about this United Catholic Church. And let me read the one paragraph real quick. It just says, United Catholic Church includes socialist parishes, progressive parishes, everything in between. You can walk into one of our parishes and hear the trip in Latin. And then it says, in another, you can hear the Novus Ordo Mass, and it will be indistinguishable from what you will experience in most parishes. So in another, you'll find a woman priest and her congregation. And what binds us together is our Catholic faith, and, we're open to ordaining homosexual priests, and we don't care.
Sir, I didn't disconnect you. Your cell phone dropped there. Listen, everyone I have on this broadcast, and notice we have two calls in a row talking about Catholics. There'll probably be five more in a row. I don't think this is a setup today, but sometimes it is. And again, I'm not Catholic, folks. I'm trying to talk about the New World Order, population control agendas, what the globalists are up to, what they're doing. And it just gets frustrating that I've laid out all these issues, all these pertinent things that are happening right now. Dr. Bowman was the head of the Star Wars program. Dr. Bowman did fly 101 combat missions over Vietnam as a fighter pilot, and he's highly decorated. And as a fighter pilot, and as a pilot, he's saying 9/11 story is impossible and a fable and a fraud. That's why we have conservatives on, we have liberals on, we have libertarians on, we have people we don't even agree with on, and we have them on to talk about 9/11 and other key issues. So if we ever tried to only interview people on this broadcast we totally agree with, then we would not even have any guests on, because there's no one out there I totally agree with. Like, I disagree with, my beliefs from one month to the next. My general beliefs are core and stay the same, but I'm always learning more. And so I appreciate your call. We're going to go ahead now and go to another caller. I believe this is Dan in California. Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
Okay, very good. Thing is that... the UN has this, or somebody set up this Georgia Guidestone, and where it talks about they want to depopulate 80% of the people, and they set this up in 1980. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I meant to put that in the article that Paul and I wrote 2 days ago about this Professor Pianco saying 90% of us need to die and getting a standing ovation from 95% of those in the audience. And we are going to add that in a part two that's coming up today or tomorrow about this. And we've covered the Georgia Guidestones a lot. A Masonic organization put them up saying this is the Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments is actually to reduce the world population to 400 to 500 million from memory, I believe is what it says. Just type Georgia Guidestones into Google or another search engine, and you can see the photos of it. And yes, sir, this is the master plan. This is all these people talk about. Their religion's sacrament is killing 80 to 95% of us. Does that answer your question, sir? I think this, I can hear you there, but yeah, he's still there. He's just not talking. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and kick that caller then. Let's go ahead and talk to Randy in Colorado, I believe. There's so many calls coming in here on this phone system. I guess this thing can take like 20 calls. I don't even know which one I'm on. So I'll try it from the bottom up. That sounds better. New phone system I'm here getting used to. Let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan in, I believe, in California is up next. Go ahead, Jonathan. You're on the air. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome. Okay. Go ahead, sir. This is what I've been forced to do is go to this phone system, folks. I'm going to put him... Yes, Jonathan, go ahead.
Okay, do you know how many square feet are in a mile?
You know, I don't have that in front of me, but I know the calculations are you could give each person on Earth a acre, and
you know where
let me just stop and put them into the state of Texas.
There's 20, well, rounded that up, 28 million square feet in a mile. So in 1,000 miles, you got 2,800,000 square feet. And I was just doing a study on my county, Nevada County, which is 1,000 miles. You get yourself something like Fresno, that's 168 billion square feet. Pianca, these people got to look at the numbers. There's plenty of room. This overpopulation is just it's a bunch of propaganda, and I'm tired of it.
Well, sir, what it is a pretext and an excuse to devalue human life. The radical animal rights people are funded by the big banks and the big foundations and the universities because then they can say, well, animals have the same rights as you, and the government represents the animals, so the animals' rights outweigh your rights, or you could say outvote your rights, and so we are all as valuable as bacteria, as Professor Pianca and Professor Peter Singer and others have said, and so we're going to have to get rid of you. In fact, he's an expert on his site in corralling human populations, he says, and environmental buffer zones, and putting us into compact cities. A prison planet in the name of saving the Earth. This is the excuse of the globalists to bring in an incredible tyranny, and they propagandize millions of students and graduate students to be adherents to this modern death cult.
It's indoctrination. That's all public school is anymore. Is indoctrination, but I just want to put the numbers out there. There's plenty of room for us, the animals, the fish. It's a bunch of bollocks.
You're right, sir, and I appreciate your call. You're absolutely right. Let's go to. I'm told this next caller is Steve Mason, who I know personally. I hope I go to the right one here. And Steve is a local activist who exposes the open borders, and who has given me some of the audio and videotapes of the mayor saying that they are the master race, and this is Oslon 3 years ago, outgoing mayor. And, of course, his name was Gus Garcia. And then he gave me the Gutierrez tape where he said, we've got to kill all the whites, implement the plan of San Diego. And now that's back in the news today. So right now, let's go ahead and speak to Steve Mason. I believe this is Steve. Steve, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Alex. I first wanted to alert everybody to the reckoning up in Crawford, Texas, on May 6th, where they're going to go protest against Bush's open border policies. And you can find that at www.areckoning.com. Alex, you know they're going to have another pro-illegal march tomorrow on Monday. This coming Monday?
I knew that, and I'm going to be out of town just for Monday, but let me just bring this up to you, Steve. You were there at the Mexican Independence Day parade where they were calling us gringos and telling us to leave, and they had their T-shirts on saying all whites above age 16 who are male must die. And is this a minority view with the illegal lobby, or is this a majority view?
people who are outspoken about it, of course, are a minor view. But and of course, the majority will always tell you, oh, well, they don't agree with it. But it seems to me that birds of a feather flock together, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's the leaders of the movement. It's the dominant forces, and they're on the extreme saying you all must die. But then the majority of the illegal lobby just says, no, you just got to go back to Europe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you agree with that? Because you're an expert on this.
Yes, I agree with you. I think this Ocelot stuff and Kill the Gringo and ethnically cleanse Whitey out is part and parcel of the warp and weave of the Chicano movement. And I don't know if you read in the paper about the Cesar Chavez march this weekend and heard what Susan Almanza from Podere had to say.
No, I didn't hear about it. I heard about the march, but not her. What happened?
Oh, well, you know, she's an Aztec supremacist. She was put on the planning commission at the city of Austin. She's a former Brown Beret. And she was talking about that we shouldn't be allowed to pass laws against her people because this is a continent. This is all one continent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, about half the signs say this is our continent. Leave, you know.
Yeah. And so they totally racialized it, and she was a featured speaker for it, along with Lloyd Doggett up there.
Oh, I know.
When their leaders are brown supremacists and our congressman marches with them, then it is brown supremacists.
All right, Steve. Always good to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll take some more calls. This is working pretty good. I guess this thing can take like 10, 15 lines. I don't know. So we'll just keep plowing through your calls.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
friends. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to go to Anita in Mississippi and others here in just a moment. Professor David Ray Griffin joins us coming up in the next hour. I want to get more into this professor saying we all have to die. This other one in more detail is very important. But we've extended the deal that we were going to have in March where you get 5+ months free, almost half a year free, when you go sign up for a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months absolutely free. Or go get a monthly membership for $5.95, the cost of what? Two or three cups of coffee at Starbucks. You get all 14 of my films. You can download them to DVD and give them to people, or CD. High bandwidth, low bandwidth streams, downloads, all my best audio interviews, special text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films like Loose Change 2, Ted Pike's videos, so many others, over 1,000 pieces of media, PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're just running that deal until April 10th, and then it will be gone. We're getting rid of that deal early next week. So be sure and take advantage of PrisonPlanet.tv or go to Infowars.com and order hard copies of the DVDs or VHS of my films or other films we carry. Look at all the specials, all the new books and videos and books on tape and T-shirts we're carrying at Infowars.com. Or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're going to go ahead now and talk to Anita. And Anita, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I hope this is still pertinent. While you were gone off the air, Lou Dobbs came on, and they were talking about 911, and they had where they had this man who was supposedly this shadow conspirator, who had trained the men who had were on the plane that flew into the tower.
Yes.
And how they couldn't find him, but that supposedly he was killed during the first round of battle over in Iraq.
Sure, yeah. It's like an well, it's like in Ohio, they bust a group of, quote, terrorists, and then it turns out that a government agent, special forces Arab, you know, from the U.S. military, is their, quote, handler, the unnamed conspirator. So they go set these patsies up to create the illusion that there's really domestic terrorists.
Right. So it's like, chalk one up for Alex. Good job.
Well, it's the same story all the time. I mean, they have the same M.O., Anita. I'm just doing my job, and I appreciate your support, and I appreciate your call. Let's try to jam one more in here. Let's talk to Scott in California. Scott, you're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Alex. Boy, yesterday's broadcast was amazing. Those two interviews, we've now got a smoking gun about this this population control agenda, or what I would call mass murder. Boy, and we've got such a great list of 9/11 whistleblowers now between British members, former members of government, German, various Americans. You've got such an amazing list. Let me tell your listeners, you really need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a membership, because these interviews are all posted. If you missed the interviews from yesterday with, what was his name, Mims?
Yes.
Yeah, about the population control thing, or the other individual who's a 9/11 whistleblower. What was his name, Alex?
Former head of Star Wars, Dr. Bob Bowman. We also had the chairman, Mims.
Yeah, amazing. So credible. Credible sources. And Alex, let me say, I hear the music, so I got to rush. But I've been kind of sitting here observing things, and after yesterday, I'm going active. You know, I can't just sit here on my desk. So I'm going to launch a big project. And if you would let me, after the break, give out my email address to your listeners, I need some volunteers.
We can't do that because we've got the professor joining us. But start a website, and we'll plug it.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.